If someone commits an offence on a moving train, what Singapore and Malaysia have agreed on, we must also consider routine crimes that may take place on board RTS-linked trains, such as theft or perhaps outrage of modesty. Singapore has worked out with Malaysia a method for determining which country has primary right to exercise jurisdiction in any given case. If someone commits an offence on a moving train, what Singapore and Malaysia have agreed on is that the country where the train completes its journey will be accorded the primary right to exercise jurisdiction. In coming up with this principle, we took reference from the arrangement between the UK and France at the Channel Tunnel. This is also similar to the approach taken towards investigating offences on board airborne aircraft, where the destination country has the primary right. It therefore does not matter whether the travellers file a police report in Singapore or in Malaysia. We also have a referral system in place. If a country receives a report for which it does not have primary right to exercise jurisdiction, it will refer the case to the other country. Should the country without primary right wish to conduct investigations into the matter, it may request for the other country to waive its right. This framework ensures clarity of jurisdiction when the exact location of the offence is unclear. It also allows Singapore to investigate offences where there is public interest to do so.